radio station, 890 KGGN, Gladstone.
All I need is you.
And we're back. We call the show Reggie and Wayne on a Wednesday. I'm Reggie B.
Yep.
And my friend, Mr. Wayne Hodges, a young man that's doing something very phenomenal. It's called a newspaper blog.
Oh.
And how many readers do you have, Wayne?
Ooh, we're getting about 3 million a month. But did you say I was phenomenal?
Phenomenal.
Really? Now, Reggie, let me write this down. Reggie said Wayne Hodges is phenomenal. I think this is the first time. Reggie, we've been working, together, 3 years, I think? Is this our third year in the show?
It's been a while.
I think it's our third year. And it's the first time you said I was phenomenal. Cool. You're phenomenal. Reggie, you are the radio man. You know, I mean, and I just, Reggie, I'm thankful to you, also Miss Barry, also the other fine people at 890 AM for opening your doors to a blogger. Because I know you guys are radio people, and this is your baby, and this is what you do, and you take a lot of pride in what you do, just like I take a lot of pride in blogging. So to open your arms, Reg, and embrace me, and then say I'm phenomenal? Okay, Reg, you're getting a beef on bun on me, man. Beef on bun.
Hey. Sounds good. Oh, don't tell Terry.
Ooh. Yeah, let's hide it. We got an interesting discussion we heard about 26 minutes. Ooh. Oh, yeah, you're right. Let's keep it a secret. And I think Terry's listening.
Oh, wow.
She's listening, so it's too late.
Well, I tell you what, we can act like we didn't do that segment, and we can just ease into the next segment and talk about some show business, Wayne.
Let's talk show business. I thought we would switch it up, talk about something positive, because, I was really disappointed that last segment. We'll get back to that at the bottom of the hour. But anyway, Reggie, last night I was at the onstage production of the Tony Award-winning musical Pippin, which is being shown at Starlight Theater. The show's going to be running all week, all the way up to Sunday. Reggie, just an incredible show. Our very special guest, she is in the production. She plays a player in the production. So we're going to go ahead and bring her on right now, talk a little bit about the show, talk about what to expect should you get out to Starlight on 4th of July weekend. And with that, Kansas City, let's welcome Overland Park native Lisa Carlin to the Good Morning Show. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, man, we're honored to have you. Great show last night.
Thank you.
Lisa, I don't get it. How do you guys do that stuff? I mean, I was wondering if somebody's going to get hurt. Because, Reggie, in Pippin, you have a lot of acrobatics. You have some magic tricks. Lisa, how do you guys do it and get away with it?
You know, there's a lot of training that goes into it. An hour before the show, every single show, the acrobats have a full hour of training. And extensive warm up, and every single trick that you see on stage is practiced before the show as well. And it's really, these acrobats, man, they are just an inspiration. What they can do with their bodies and the risks that they take and the trust that they put in each other is just a beautiful thing.
Because it reminded me of a circus and the way people contort their bodies. And then we're talking about some of these tricks are performed 20, 30 feet off the ground.
Yeah, and no fly lines, no safety net.
No safety net, Reggie. Could you do it, Reggie?
Can do it. Can't do it.
Reggie, what if you got $50,000 for a show?
Yep,
a show?
I'm there. When can I start?
Yeah, if the price is right, I'll go for it. But,
Hey.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Lisa, you play a player. Can you tell us what a player is and what we can expect when we come out to see this weekend in Starlight?
Well, absolutely. Well, you know, Pippin, we've set the story of Pippin within the circus, obviously, with this acrobatic element. So each one of the players, it's like we've all run away with the circus. And when we were in rehearsals, our brilliant director, Tony Award-winning Diane Paulus, had each one of us come up with a story that maybe the audience isn't going to know. The audience is going to hear the story of Pippin. But each one of the players, we all have a reason as to why we ran away with the circus, as to what happened in our little lives as players and what we decided to run away with the circus for. So it's really a very in-depth production of, it's an allegory of looking at what makes a life extraordinary. You know, we're given this one life to live, and we want to leave a mark on it, whether you want to make history as an athlete or as a writer or as a, you know, a war hero. And Pippin is trying to find a way to leave a mark on his life. And each of these players are leading him through, okay, try going to war, try free love and drugs, try politics, So all these different things that we kind of manipulate him throughout the show. And it's really, really interesting. There's also a show within a show aspect. So from the very beginning, we say to the audience directly, we speak directly to the audience, and we break the fourth wall saying, join us. We're going to go on a little journey here, and we're going to have some fun.
So in other words, he's not happy being ordinary. He wants to be extraordinary.
Exactly, exactly. Oh. And, you know, my mom, actually, when she first saw the production when we opened in Denver, she really hit the nail on the head. I was like, why don't you really listen? everybody is Pippin. You know, everybody wants to feel like they're living a life that's extraordinary. But most of us do something with our lives that's really pretty ordinary. But that can also be really rewarding and fulfilling.
And Cassidy, we're on with actress Lisa Carlin. We're just talking about the Tony Award-winning musical Pippin, which is shown right now, or is being shown at Starlight Theater. Shows are running at 8 p.m. from today all the way through Sunday. You can get tickets at kcstarlight.com. You can also get tickets at massthenews.com. We're doing ticket giveaways there. So, wow, Lisa, let's see. We got we also have some interpreted performances, which I think is always cool. And I know on Saturday we're going to have some shows for the blind and visually impaired.
Yeah. I mean, I almost want to watch the signers more than I'm going to watch what I'm supposed to be doing on stage. They really do a beautiful job of telling the story.
They do a great job. So Saturday, it'll be, let's see, blind and visually impaired. Then on Sunday, we'll have interpretations for the deaf and hard of hearing. So I think that's awesome that Starlight does that. So no excuse not to get out to the theater this weekend for 4th of July. Pippin is being shown. You'll see a lot of magic tricks, acrobatics. I was last night, my jaw dropped.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, because you're right, it is a story within a story, but just the special, I don't even want to say special effects because it's real effects. I mean, it's nothing.
No, yeah, absolutely.
It's nothing special. It's real.
Yeah, these acrobats are really incredible. And on top of the acrobats, we've kept alive the 1970s classic Bob Fosse choreography. When Pippin originally was on Broadway in the 1970s, legendary choreographer and director Bob Fosse spearheaded the production. And, I mean, I'm a musical theater geek. I majored in this. You know, I knew what Pippin was forever. A lot of people don't know what the story is and the significance that it has as a theater piece. And we've really kind of kept an homage to that as well as adding this circus element to it.
Oh, okay. And like I talked about earlier, you are from the Kansas City area. You grew up in Overland Park. Matter of fact, you were born and raised in Overland Park.
Grew up in Overland Park. Went to St. Thomas Aquinas High School.
Oh, yeah, nice school.
Yeah, great school.
Great school. Matter of fact, I went to St. Mary.
Oh, yeah.
And we have a campus, right next to St. Thomas Aquinas. Beautiful.
Yeah, I remember when that was actually a brand-new building right when I was in high school.
Yeah, beautiful campus. Now, how'd you get started? We know you did some Wizard of Oz stuff back in the day. How'd you go from this Overland Park being obscure there to becoming what you are today? How'd you get started?
Well, you know, I was always just loud and obnoxious as a child, for one, so that helped to be a singer, I suppose. But, I really just enjoyed the community theater with Starlight and Shawnee Mission Theater in the Park and that sort of thing growing up. And then when I got into later in high school and decided what to major in, I was just kind of like, well, I really like this, and I'm really good at this, and I want to see where this goes. So I went to Illinois Wesleyan University, and I majored in musical theater. And then it was a great school as well, but they didn't exactly backtrack me with a high-powered agent. they gave me a great education, and they were just kind of like, okay, good luck. So I moved to New York and just started auditioning. And one thing leads to another, one job leads to another, one relationship leads to another.
Right.
And I just kind of kept climbing the ladder, as it were, and eventually got my equity card and became a professional actor in the union. Eventually got my Broadway debut with the revival of Ragtime in 2009. And, you know, you kind of ride the roller coaster a little bit. There are some ups and there are some downs, like in any profession, I suppose.
That's right.
Again, my mother hates it when I say I'm lucky, but I'm very lucky to do what I really love to do and get paid for it and make an honest and good living off of it. I'm hoping that's actually something we can start to shift in our culture, this idea of like being a starving artist. And yeah, there are starving artists out there, but there are also thriving artists out there that send their kids to college, that pay their mortgages, that have their 401k based on being an artist. And I'm proud to be one of those.
Well, I think it's more you being good than being lucky, and we're honored to have you on this morning. I'm going to let you get some rest because I know you got to be worn out from last night's show. You got another one coming up here in a few hours. Listeners, you can find out more about Pippin, of course, at kcstarlight.com. There's a synopsis. There's also a link where you can get tickets, get out and see it, because it is fun. I mean, you definitely get your money's worth.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, no question about that. I mean, and I've seen a lot of performing arts shows, and this is one where you're like, wow, you can take your kids. And they're going to be like, wow, did that just happen?
Yeah, it's absolutely a family show, too. I mean, there's
yes.
Pippin goes to war, but it's very dance-ified. You know, there's nothing that your kids are going to, that's not going to be appropriate for families.
And Lisa, before you leave, I got to tell Reggie, she's probably one of the top fans of Oklahoma Joe's Barbecue. No, Reggie, I know we do a lot of Gates Barbecue on this
right.
show.
Joe's, now it's but Joe's. He won,
Joe's
what,
City.
The best chopped beef
Kansas City now.
In the country.
Yeah.
It really is. I'm such a snob with my barbecue, and I've been all over the country. I've tried the Carolina barbecue. We're about to spend 3 weeks in Texas. I appreciate all barbecue, but, I mean, come on.
There's no way
we can top Joe's.
You know, I loved it when I lived in Rosedale because I could literally walk to Joe's.
Yeah.
I was there almost every day.
That's right, on Mission Road.
Back in the back of the gas station.
Hey, Wayne, we are out of time for this segment, so we're going to have to move on. Thank you, Miss Lisa.
Thank you for having me.
All right, and good luck tonight.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good one.
And we'll be back with more Reggie and Wayne on a Wednesday. Lock in those phone numbers, 816-5767-234 or 1-800-924-3177.